Vi er med en forrykende utgave av Fascinating Rhythm.
Thank you. Yeah, you get a chance to relax. Just sit back and meet my temple is pounding. But anyway, I'm having a great time in Stavanger, especially getting a chance to work with such a wonderful orchestra. Get it. This is a piece that George Gershwin wrote, and it sounds, you know, very laid back. It reminds me of, you know, a very old person like myself sitting in a wheelchair and rocking, not a wheelchair, rocking chair, sorry. Wheelchair is later. Rocking chair. Rocking back and forth in the old South, drinking a mint julep. You know. But then they stuck Herbie Hancock on top of what Gershwin wrote, and so it changes the quality a little bit. But this is a piece that Gershwin wrote called Lullaby. Thank you.
improvising is something that's talked about a lot. A lot of people do it in a way. I can say most people, even great musicians who improvise, if you hear them after a while, they have, their improvising is what you'd partly call combining. They have a number of things that they've worked out, and they put them together in different ways, very original ways. Or they have ideas they're developing. They'll play one night, then the next night they'll maybe take that idea, go a little differently with it. That's all fine. But what Herbie Hancock does is of an entirely different order. Because when he improvises, he truly improvises. I can tell you in those long cadenzas, he has no set chord pattern, he has no set ideas. He's played it at the rehearsals, he played it in previous concerts. I never heard one note that he played today any other day. So you're the only people who've heard this. Someone else who says they heard him play it somewhere else was fantastic. Yes, but you didn't hear what we heard. Right?
I think it's about time to play a piece that, in contrast to the pieces that we do with the orchestra, there are a few pieces on the program that just involve myself, the drummer slash percussionist, and the bassist. Now, on bass, that's Dave Carpenter. On bass. And on drums slash percussion, Richie Barchet. This is called Cottontail.
Thank you.
George Gershwin wrote so many kinds of pieces. Among those were beautiful, beautiful ballads. This happens to be one of my favorites and a favorite of many people. Perhaps it's a favorite of yours. This is called Someone to Watch Over Me.
when Herbie and I first developed the concept for Gershwin's world, we had the idea to do the things that surround Gershwin and kind of made him who he is and who he influenced as well. And it was actually Wayne Shorter who called up one day and said, "Now, you're not going to forget those people that really brought him to the blues, are you?" I said, "No, we're not going to forget those people. And we'd like to end this first half with really an arrangement that really owes, my name's on it as well, but it's really Herbie's arrangement of St. Louis Blues." Thank you.
takker for følge den siste timen her I NRK T2 har du tilbrakt I selskap med Stavanger Symfoniorkester, dirigent Robert Sabin og pianist Herbie Hancock og dem har med seg Richie Bachet på tromma og Dave Carpenter på bass. Ansvarlig for musikkopptakene var Per Ravnås og Kai Hjertenes. Jeg heter Anniken Sunde og takk for oss.